AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A pilot and co-pilot were killed when an Air Canada regional jet struck a fire truck on a runway while landing at New York's LaGuardia Airport late last night. Authorities say 39 passengers and crew members were taken to area hospitals, some with serious injuries. Most have since been released. Two Port Authority employees who were traveling in the fire truck also suffered injuries that were not believed to be life-threatening. Iran today threatened to attack electrical plants in the Mideast powering U.S. military bases. This came after President Trump Sunday morning warned that the U.S. would target Iranian power plants in 48 hours if the Strait of Hormuz remained closed. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on oil prices as the Iran war continues.
Oil prices have been up more than 50% since the start of the Iran war. The price of Brent crude, the international standard, is at around $112 a barrel. That's up nearly 55% since Israel and the U.S. started the war with Iran on February 28th.
No country will be immune to the effects of this crisis.
Fatih Birol told Australia's National Press Club that the crisis in the Middle East has had a worse impact on energy markets than the two oil shocks of the 1970s and the Russia-Ukraine war combined.
There was major economic problems around the world, the recessions. And today, only as of today, we lost 11 million barrels per day.
The war has also caused wild fluctuations in global stock markets as traders grow increasingly concerned about a world energy crisis and other issues. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today in a case from Mississippi over whether states can count late arriving mail ballots. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on reactions in the United Kingdom after Jewish charity ambulances were set on fire in North London.
Police officers were called to Golders Green, a London neighbourhood with a large Jewish population, after receiving reports of ambulances on fire. On Monday morning, Prime Minister Keir Starmer condemned the incident as a deeply shocking anti-Semitic arson attack. Talking with the AP, local councillor Peter Zinkin says he's in no doubt that the attack was aimed at the area's large Jewish community.
The distress and anger of the local community, which I represent, as to what has happened. Burning ambulances in the middle of the night is a disgrace.
No one was injured, but as multiple gas cylinders on the vehicles had exploded, many windows in nearby homes shattered. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.